Please just pray. My dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you, Father, for this day that you have given us, Father. Thank you, Father, for this beautiful, beautiful morning, Father, that in your name we are here to worship you, Father, to adore you, to glorify you. Because, Father, things you have done for us, you have rose again for us, for giving us a new life. Father, make us your children, Father, Lord. As this morning, Father, I'm going to share thy word, Lord. I hide myself behind thy cross, Father, Lord. And Lord, submit myself into your almighty hand, Lord. Be with me, Father, as I submit this time and each one of us. And Father, I ask your presence in our midst, Lord. I pray and commit this time into your hand with the precious name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord once again, brothers and sisters. I'm sure that this is a very special day for each and every believer of Jesus Christ, because this is the day that he was rose again. And before we go to the worship, I want to share a few things why he was rose again. With my limited understanding, I just come up with six reasons that he rose again for us. The first reason is that he rose again because to fulfill the scriptures. If you turn to Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, and I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplications. Then they will look on me whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn on him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. And please turn to Luke 24:46. And Luke 24:46. Then he said to them, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day." And another portion is John 2:19, where Jesus himself told to the Sadducees, Pharisees, and the disciples, says that Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Of course, the time even disciples were not able to understand what he mean, but we from the scriptures we now able to understand what he meant in terms of destroy this temple and I will raise it up. He was talking about his own body. And from these scripture portions we can see that he was rose again to fulfill the God's word. We can see that God's words are eternal. He does what he says, and he had fulfilled thousands years of prophecy with the will of his Father to sacrifice himself, died and rose again on the third day. Second reason I can think of for his resurrection is to confirm to the world that he is a living God. He is not coming up from some fake stories, or he is not just like any idol. Please turn to Psalm 135, verse 15 to 21. It's just talking about the idols. 15, the idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouth, but they do not speak. Eyes they have, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. Nor is there any breath in their mouths. Those who make them are like them. So is everyone who trusts in them. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. As we can see here that, our God is not a dead God. He's not like an idol who cannot hear, cannot see, who cannot respond. And if someone asks me, okay, what is the proof? I would say we are the proof. Because, we can hear His voice. Can't we see His works in our life? In daily our life, and can't we see the answers of our prayers every single day that he is giving us? Why? Because He is the living God. Of course, we cannot show Him to the people in terms of physical statue, the Lord, but of course we can testify to them through our personal unique testimonies that we have experienced, and we have seeing the forgiveness and the life and the love, His unconditional love in our life. The third reason I can think of that for His resurrection is to give us a new life and to grant us personal salvation. Please turn to Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Verse 25, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justifications. As we see that being a holy God, he came to this dark world and He suffered, He died, and He rose again. What is the main reason for that? To give us a new life. To give us a personal salvation, to give us a personal fellowship with Him, to make us a God's children and to become our Redeemer. That's the main purpose for His resurrection I can think of. And in this new life, it's not necessary that we won't go through the temptation or the problems or the trials. But in this new life, we can see whenever we have those all things, we have His grace with us. And in this new life, we are experiencing, the fruits of His Spirit, which I just read Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, godliness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. So these all things we can experience after knowing Christ. I can certainly experience all these fruits of the Spirit in my life, because He is correcting me, He is loving me, He is guiding me, and as I am following Him, I can experience all these things which is written here. And the great thing is there is no particular law. We are not bounded by some fixed religious laws or rules that you have to do this and that. That is a freedom that we have. The fourth thing I can think of is for His resurrection is to send His Holy Spirit so one day we may be like Him. If you turn to John chapter 14, verse 16, it says that John 14:16. And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may abide with you forever. And I read another verse, John 16:7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. So, unless he didn't go away, he cannot send the Holy Spirit. And as we have this Holy Spirit, you know, that Holy Spirit convicts us when we do something wrong. Just want to share, like, Friday night, Mayuri was actually, because of some situation, Mayuri was very angry on her mother. And because she was angry on her mother, I was angry on her. And we had a fight, actually. But then we didn't speak with each other for half an hour. And suddenly, Mayuri just, you know, after half an hour, Mayuri went to her mother and asked the forgiveness. Sorry, I did wrong. Then she came to me, asked forgiveness. I asked forgiveness to her as well, because, you know, that was possible because this Holy Spirit convicted her that where she is wrong, what she did wrong, and that the same Spirit convicted me as well that what I should do in that situation and how I reacted. So I asked forgiveness for that as well. Without this Spirit, I don't think so we can, you know, humble ourselves. We can realize that we are doing wrong, or we are ready to ask the forgiveness to each other or to anyone. Because I can say, like, devil won't like to ask the forgiveness because of that pride, because of that ego. But the Holy Spirit convict us and tell us, the words speak to us that you are not doing as per the word of God. You are not doing as per my will, as per the God's will. And that's where we are convicted. So thank God that, you know, through His resurrection we have the Spirit, and that's where we can live the happy life, because we are able to, you know, ask the forgiveness with one another. If you turn to Romans chapter 6 verse 4, and that's where it says that, therefore we were buried with Him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So here, for this newness of life, the Holy Spirit is the biggest helper for us, because Spirit is the one who is guiding us and correcting us and loving us and showing the path for walking in this new life with Him. The fifth reason I can think of is for His resurrection is, without His resurrection, I think there is no point of our faith. Our faith is in vain, I would say. Because from where the faith comes, the first thing I have to do, I have to go to Christ, surrender myself, ask the forgiveness, and, you know, believe in my heart, as per Romans 10:9, that he died and he rose again. That is the very first point. And as soon as I am forgiven, I start to experience the love of God in my life. And bit by bit, He placed the faith, His faith in our heart. That's how the faith comes. If there is no resurrection, there is no faith. We, you know, without His resurrection, our whatever we believe, that faith has no meaning. It's meaningless. So I would say that is another main reason for His resurrection. The sixth reason I can think of, that for giving us a hope, for raising of our hope. Because before I knew Christ, I didn't have any hope. I was just hopeless, just following this world, what other people were doing. I was just looking at them, making them my, you know, model, and I was just following the man, and I was always disappointed, right? But as Job knew, if you turn to Job chapter 19, Job chapter 19, 25 and 26, Job says, "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, this is my flesh, I shall see God." What a wonderful hope that he knew at his time, that when his skin will destroy, you know, his flesh shall see God. Surely he knew in his heart, and he knew that his Redeemer lives. The same hope, the same God, the same Lord, same words we have also in our life. We have that access because of his grace, because of his Spirit, because of his presence. So as we have this opportunity and this beautiful morning that Lord has given us to glorify him, to worship him for all those things he has done for us, let's just bow down before him and worship him. Amen.